Blog Talk Radio.
Runs away, you know, authorities can get involved, other concerned people associated with the situation can get involved. It's just not, it's not one of those things that the person who runs away probably wants to explain, and the person that they ran away from or the people that they ran away from, they probably don't want to have to be faced with explaining that either. So it's not an easy thing. So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily go get 'emism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the art? The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all are feeling like real men and women should right now. So tonight on this pretty petty Tuesday, I said tonight on this pretty petty Tuesday on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about the runaway, the getaway, and the keep away. Now, all three of these things involve getting away. and leaving something or somebody behind. But the reasons for each one are what's going to separate them. Let's talk about the first one for a minute, because that's the most serious one, you know. And if you've ever considered the first one, then more than likely you'll consider the other two somewhere in your life. Not guaranteed. It's not a slam dunk. It's not necessarily etched in stone or anything like that. But when you talk about running away, you know, a lot of times you talk about running away in terms of when you were a child, or when you were a child, or when you were very young, and you may have considered actually running away from home. We used to see it all the time on TV. Remember back in the days, if you grew up in the 60s and 70s, 80s, there was always talk about runaways. It was a big thing about runaways, because runaways, you know, children who had run away from home for whatever reason, because there was abuse at home, either physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental and emotional abuse, and they just couldn't put up with it anymore. It was an unbearable situation. So we used to have, like, on TV, we used to have, like, ABC on ABC Network after school specials. Remember the ABC after school specials? They would talk about runaways all the time. And when a teenager ran away back in the day, it was a big deal, because it wasn't like all of the runaways that we knew about. You know, we knew people, or it may have been you, who may have gotten frustrated or were spoiled with your parents, and you decided, I was going to run away. A lot of people just ran away to their grandmother's house. Yeah, if you had kind of grandmother that would actually shield you from your evil parents, you know, your evil ass single mom, or your evil parent, your evil parents that may have been involved in some crazy shit. You know, home life, growing up, going through puberty, trying to become grown, trying to become of age, just trying to learn, trying to feel your way through life. Trying to navigate your way through life, trying to find out what's real, what's this, what's that, trying to be grown, trying to become an adult. You may go through a lot of different phases in your life. So some people, some kids, you know, ran away because their parents was strict and just wouldn't let them be out there doing whatever it is that they wanted to do. And they said, well, then I'm out of here. So they ran away. You know, maybe they wanted to go to a party. You know, party Sunday, no school Monday, shit like that. Remember that growing up, y'all? No, this ain't Throwback Thursday, but remember party Sunday, no school Monday. It was a big deal. So you wanted to go do that party. You know what I'm saying? My man, DJ Jazzy Jeff was spinning at the 52nd Street on YMCA. He was like, Jazzy Jeff is cutting it up? You might not even been into all of that, but you know, you knew DJ Jazzy Jeff in the 80s, though, before the records. Or maybe when the records start coming, 85, 86, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I wanted to go to that party. There wasn't no Fresh Prince back then. You wanted to go to the party at the YMCA, 52nd and Chestnut? Well, 52nd Market. Well, no, it was really like 52nd and Walk. But anyway, it was 52nd Street. You know, Market Street is always in. You got Chestnut. There you go. But anyway, more like 52nd. What is it, Spruce? Or the YMCA in Germantown on Green Street. You know, Green and Shelton, whatever. Nonetheless, you wanted to go to that party Sunday, no school Monday. Parents told you you couldn't go. It's like, man, everybody going to be there. And this girl going to be there that I like. Or this boy is going to be there that I like. You know, if you was a girl, whatever. You know, all my friends get to go. All your friends get to go, whatever. And you couldn't go. And some teenagers decided to rebel. So this is shit, fuck it, I'm running away. And sometimes you may have run away. You may have run away to another friend's house. Back in the day, it was a lot of that going on. Around my way, I remember, there were a lot of teenagers who took refuge in other teenagers' homes. I mean, I knew teenagers that were living with other teenagers, boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, how is it your mom let you and your 17-year-old self and your 16-year-old girlfriend stay in the house? Well, rumor has it that you got kicked out of your mom's house. So it was like, we can't just let her or him be out there in the street. So we let him stay here for a little while. It was a lot of that going on when I was growing up. I remember that. They were not of age. We are not talking about 18 and older. We're talking about 15, 16, 17. You know, right there in the zone where you're still in school. It may not have even been a senior in high school. Could have been a junior because, you know, I mean, quite frankly, you may have flunked a grade or two. So here you are, 17 in 10th grade. I don't know. You know, shit happens. And it ain't because your birthday was in January, February, March, or April before the semester was over. It was because you flunked a grade or two. You know, you had some problems yourself. Some people had parents who were sensitive to that type of thing. So anyway, so when you thought about running away in a less serious case, yeah, maybe you ran away to your grandmother's house or your aunt's house or your uncle's house, your cool ass aunt or uncle, you know, that type of shit, or to a friend's house who had a mom who seemed to understand your little plight. Put you up for a month or two. Yeah, it used to happen. You know, so you went back home. In a more serious case, when we really start talking about the real runaway, you may have run away and didn't tell your parents where you were going, and your parents could not find you. You may have plotted to get away for a long time. Maybe you were pregnant, or you got your girl pregnant or whatever. People used to go to, you know, we used to see ABC specials and shit. About girls who would run away to big cities like New York and Chicago or whatever and get into prostitution. And there was a lot of that going on. You don't really think about that a lot nowadays, but I'm sure that that's part of the runaway game. So many things seem to have changed over the years, like when you start talking about running away or being a runaway. But prostitution has not stopped. It still makes money. But I think that now, instead of running away and becoming a prostitute, now you would run away and become a stripper. But what if you're a man? You're not going to run away and become a stripper. Yeah, well, let's just put it this way. Them streets will swallow you up. So maybe you ran away and sold drugs, went down south. You know what I mean? Your man hooked you up with a couple of packs on consignment, and you started getting busy. Shush, 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 Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Charlene. And Emily Dunlap in the house and said, Emily. How you feeling, Mom? Cherry, Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. Where have I seen you before, Dana? I could have sworn I saw you on another platform earlier tonight. I don't know. I'm probably tripping. Anyway, she says at Milk Carton Kids. Yeah, yeah. Well, the Milk Carton Kids involved children who had just disappeared. We didn't know if they ran away, were abducted. We didn't know if they were alive or dead or whatever. But yeah, that used to be a big thing about the milk cartons. You see kids on the milk cartons. But when we start talking about runaways, a lot of times we knew what happened with runaways. You know, you told a friend or somebody where you were going and what you were doing. You know, you may have dropped out of school. If you were a serious runaway, you were going to have to drop out of school because if you were in attendance at school, then your parents could catch up with you. So that wasn't going to be the move right there. You had to get on up out of there. And if your home life was that serious, then more than likely you planned your getaway in the form of a runaway for a good while. It wasn't something, it wasn't like an extemporaneous or spontaneous or just one of those impulsive things. Like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I'm leaving. You know, I mean, if you really got your shit together in terms of getting a job or finding a way to finance yourself, unfortunately for a lot of girls, selling their body was the way out. It was the way to be able to take care of yourself. Well, I got this old head and he putting me up. He giving me a couple of dollars or whatever, gave me a place to stay. All I got to do is suck him and fuck him. And I mean, I was already sucking and fucking anyway. So at least now I'm doing it for money. I ain't doing it just because he cute. So, I mean, sexual abuse is a big part of being, it can be a big protagonist for running away. I mean, it's serious shit. We don't hear that much about children running away nowadays. Nowadays, you know, where before, you know, we assumed that kids ran away or sometimes were abducted. Now we talking about human trafficking, you know, organ trafficking, all kinds of crazy things are going on today. So it's a serious situation. It's really no joke. No joke. When you start talking about a child running away, and if somebody talks about a child running away and it doesn't raise your eyebrows or you don't flinch at all, I don't know. I don't know what's up with you. But it's not only children who run away. You have spouses who run away from each other. Remember that shit? Remember the families that you used to know where they had a mother or a father who just ran away from their family? Nobody knew where the fuck they was, but you knew that they were alive. Maybe they went down south to see their peoples, down south, out in the Midwest, wherever. But they got up out of that situation, and it could have been because they were being abused. Serious shit. Like, I'm tired of this nigga whooping my ass, and I hate to leave my kids behind, but I got to go. Take the kids with me. Unfortunately, selfishly, they're going to slow me down, or he's going to find me. It's like the kid's going to rat me out. So I'm going to leave. He won't harm the kids, but I'm tired of him whooping my ass, so I'm out of here. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see me. My eyes up on you. What's good, dog? All right. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. The runaway, the getaway, and the keep away. So right now, we're just talking about the runaway. If y'all want to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get It, Mr. Show. Y'all know that it's totally uncensored. You can say whatever you want to say. Say it how you mean it. Express your passion in any form of fashion. It's all good, and it's also long lasting. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, is talking about those milk cartons. Those more milk carton slogans when it was like, have you seen me? Yeah, that was real shit. But a lot of times those were little kids. A lot of times those were little kids. But, you know, when we talk about this running away situation, you never know what somebody is going through at home, physically or mentally and emotionally. Sometimes you could be going through something at home that nobody knows that you're going through, you know. People, one thing is for sure, people don't run away from home for nothing. They don't run away from home because it's such a comfy, less restrictive and comfortable and good place to be. That's not why people run away. Even if you are just the selfish type or the spoiled type, there is something going on there that is not satisfactory to you, and you feel the need to get on up out of there. So you may actually do it. But when you run away, people are going to miss you. You are missing. You are missing in action. You are MIA. And maybe people didn't pay, maybe certain people didn't pay you any mind before. But you can best believe when you run away, they're going to have to pay you some mind. They're going to have to, you're going to get their attention. Because not only are they involved, other people who knew you were going to start asking, like, where is such and such? School classmates, teachers, any clubs, organizations, jobs that you held, whatever. People are going to start asking, well, where's such and such? I haven't seen them in a while, and what's going on? And parents have to answer those questions. Now, hopefully, your parents aren't only concerned about that because the cops are coming around. But unfortunately, there have been situations where parents only gave a shit that you were missing because the cops the governing authorities had come around and they knew that they would have to answer questions about you and your whereabouts. And, they ain't want to get themselves in trouble. And I've seen parents that were abusive and on some bullshit, act all concerned when a child had run away or whatever. Oh, my God, how the fuck would you do that? When they came home. But then everything would return back to the same thing. Like they just ran away just for the hell of it. So that just set it up for there to be a more successful and lengthy runaway the next time. It's sad. It really is. It really is. This is not a situation to play around with. When you start talking about people running away, whether you're talking about children or whether you're talking about adults, it's a serious situation. Somebody ran away. And a lot of times we don't even think about the people that they have run away from. We think about, what if the child or the adult is in danger? Like we don't, when you run away, sometimes people leave a note when they run away. To me, that's more like a cry for help. It's almost like a suicide note. But a lot of times people run away and they don't say shit. Well, let's have a look at it. Let's see if we can find some information. Find some information. Statistics on children who have run away from home in the United States. Hmm. 45 uncommon teenage runaway statistics. Let's see. What we got? What we got? Okay. One out of every teen. This is from Brandon Gale, Small Business and Marketing Advice. Okay, that's what it is. BrandonGale.com. Okay. 45 uncommon teenage runaway statistics. Being rebellious as a teenager is a normal part of life. The teen years are filled with the exploration of independence, learning what it means to grow up and still having to balance taking orders from parents, teachers, and others in authority. Sometimes that just doesn't work for kids, and so the temptation to run away becomes overwhelming. Rebellion, however, is only one primary cause of runaways happening. So, it says here, one out of every two teenage runaways in shelters or on the streets reports that their parents told them to leave or knew that they were leaving and just didn't care. So it's like, that's like saying that the parents kicked them out. Put them the fuck out. Or they said, well, I'm leaving. I can't take this no more. All right, bitch, get the fuck out then. All right, nigga, go. Let somebody else put up with your dumb ass. You'll be back home. Here are three fast facts about teenage runaways. 47% of teens that run away or were homeless indicated that a conflict with their primary parent or guardian was the major reason why they left. Two, 80% of girls that ran away from home report having been physically and or sexually abused. No real surprise there, right? Number three, 43% of all runaways report that physical abuse was experienced before leaving their home. Fuck. Takeaway. The issue with parents and teens is that the relationship needs to evolve, but sometimes it just doesn't. Instead of actively listening and finding proactive interventions to keep a relationship healthy, some parents try to beat their kids into submission. In other instances, parents discipline their children so severely because of a dispute that they feel like there is no other option but to run away. That doesn't mean parents are 100% at fault in these circumstances, but there is one fact that must not be overlooked. In a parent-child dispute, it is the parent who must be the adult. This is pretty, this is an interesting article, y'all. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and copy and paste that shit. And I'm going to come on over here and put it in the comments and shit. Because there's a lot to read. There's a lot to it. So y'all can go ahead and copy and paste that. And check it out. What are the risk factors? 70% of kids that run away from home at least once say that they felt like their physical well-being was at risk in some way. Two, most common reason why kids become runaways is because of either physical or sexual abuse that occurs at home or there's a fear that it will immediately happen. Three, drug addictions that affect teens are the second most common reasons why kids decide to become runaways. Four, 14% of youth on the street and 7% of youth runaways living in shelters report that they traded sex for food, drugs, money, or shelter at least once in the past 12 months. Number five, 32% of runaways have attempted to commit suicide at least once during their lives, and that may occur before they decide to run away from home. This is real shit, y'all. Six, 12% of runaway kids have spent at least one night outside by themselves, somewhere on the street, ranging from a bench in the park to the roof of their home. Seven, one out of every two homeless runaways report that they were either expelled, suspended, or chose to drop out of school. Number eight, up to 56% of teens that run away reporting having some sort of mental illness issue at some point in their lives. Number nine, 70% of runaways are female. 70%. 70%. Yeah, man, y'all check that article out. There are a lot of stats in here. And a lot of this stuff makes sense to me. So, you know, the running away situation is a serious situation, especially when we start talking about teenagers. Now, one thing we didn't, this article is not talking about is adult runaways, because adults do run away. I never forget when I was 8 years old in the third grade, and I remember my man, his name was Drake Scott. That was his name, Drake Scott. His dad was black. He was a mailman, and his mom was white. I remember that shit. St. Barnabas Episcopal School. And I remember seeing Drake's mom, and his mom always looked real nervous. And, you know, I guess his dad must have been whooping the shit out of his mom. But But she looked crazy or whatever. You know what I mean? She did. She looked. I remember thinking, like, what's up with this white lady? You know what I mean? What's really good? By fourth grade, this was in third grade. By fourth grade, Drake mom wasn't around no more. And he said, because I asked, I was like, well, where's your mom? He said, my mom ran away, went away. He made it sound like his mom abandoned him. And I'm thinking like, in my young mind, I'm thinking like, his pop was kind of cool, but his, I ain't gonna lie, man, it was something about his dad that looked aggressive. I was like, he a mailman? He looked a little aggressive. But I remember his mom was on some more. I'm like, yo, man. When you have been around abuse and you see more severe abuse or signs of it, well, let's just say real recognize real. Okay. So, hold on, man. Get this thing right. Okay. Let me see what y'all talking about. Uh-oh. On the Instagram side, video paused for a second. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said Emily. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, funny story. I wanted to go to a party. Dad wouldn't let me, so I ran away, but I hid in a closet. Yeah. That's the kind of running away that we can deal with. When you think about how when you ran away and you can still laugh about it, that's a good runaway. Running away because you ain't get your way. Yeah. Carol Simmons says, my brothers and my dad looked all over for me, but I did get in big trouble. Yeah, I bet. Narciso says, you don't want those type of billboards like we used to. Yeah. Oh, you don't see those types of billboards like we used to. All the time. Kids running away, teens running away. It was a big deal back in the 80s. It was a big deal. 70s too. 70s too. Narciso, in the past hour, a local Amber Alert went out involving a one-year-old white boy that was taken by a guy that wasn't his father, but it was a domestic dispute. Yeah, that ain't no runaway situation. But we're about to start talking about the getaway situation, because the getaway situation is much different than a runaway situation. I wanted to talk about this runaway thing to start things off, but we're about to start talking about the getaway situation. And ultimately, you know, we're going to end off with the whole keep away situation, because that can involve both things, but it's different, because it can involve both things or it can not involve either of the things. But we'll get into that. No, okay. Carol Chamberlain says, at NARS, this summer, a two-year-old went missing and he has not been found yet, to my knowledge, and it's so sad. Yeah. Emily says, glad she got out of the situation, but I wouldn't have left my child. Well, see, I'm 8 years old, and I don't know how much my friend was telling me as far as how much he understood about the situation and how much actually happened. So I can't speak on that part, because I was left to figure out the rest of the story. But I remember my man kicking it. Like, he wasn't even acting like he missed his mom. He was kicking it like, yeah, you know, like she just left. So, you know, but it's me and my dad. He holding me down. It was sort of like that. You know, he was a little mixed kid. I remember that shit. I remember that. Grits and Wavy says, I ran away once. I was in high school, grown as hell. I took the train to the airport and watched planes land and take off. I went home after a few hours and no one knew it was a runaway. I was dumb. So you really only ran away in your mind. To me, you did what we're about to talk about. That was the getaway. Now, the getaway is different from a runaway because a getaway doesn't have to involve anything terrifying or terrible or any conditions that are dangerous to you. It doesn't mean that you don't want to get away. The getaway can involve just you needing a time to get a little breather, just to unwind. You can get, look, what do we talk about all the time? Weekend getaways, staycations, and things like that. Well, even with you just wanting to get away for a few days or weeks or whatever, you're still getting away from probably a stressful situation or a situation that hasn't become as comfortable and happy and stress-free as you would like for it to be. So in your mind, it is a little runaway. You know, you may have planned a trip without factoring in or involving the other person that you may be going with or may be married to. Like, no, I'm going on a getaway. Me and some other friends who are more friends, I mean, more fun and more enjoyable are going away. Not you. That's a getaway. That's a getaway. So a getaway can involve you needing a break from your job, bills, family life, friends, anything that's going on in your personal life that you just need a little break from. Like you haven't laughed in a while, I need a getaway. You haven't had fun in a while, you need a getaway. You haven't relaxed in a while, you need a getaway. So you may plan a trip, go to a cabin up in the mountains, you know, or go out to the Caribbean, you know, cool out, get on the beach for a little while. You know, you need to relax. So the getaway can be just a vacation or just a brief time away from the daily stresses of whatever is happening with you. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Miles? Good to see me. So, yeah, what up? Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. Make sure you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Y'all know what it is. The Daily Go Get a Business Show. Like, subscribe, and share. Like, share, subscribe. 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 So the getaway can also mean that, yeah, maybe you got a man, maybe you got a woman, maybe you have family life and obligations that are really, really starting to get to you. Maybe you are in an uneven or unfair relationship. Maybe you have to do everything. Maybe you're the one who always has to submit. Maybe you're the one who always gets yelled at. Maybe you're the one who's always being told that they did something wrong or that they can't get it right or you don't have the good ass twat at the end of the night. And you're sick of this shit. Like, you know what? You know what? I seriously do think my baby loves me, but sometimes she don't act like she love me. So she don't act like she love me. Well, I'm getting the fuck out of here for a minute. You know what? I think I'm gonna go to my cousin's house back down south. I think I'm gonna go to my cousin's house down south, and we gonna chill the fuck out. We going to Magic City. We going to Magic City. Going to Magic City. Going to Magic City. see some, I need to see some women shake their ass. My woman at home won't shake her ass for me. She started shaking her ass a year and a half ago. I don't know what's going on. I can't get a shaky ass in the house. But I got to get away for a little while because, you know, Shorty is tripping, and we got two kids together. So I ain't trying to break out that way because I'm not getting into a situation where I can't see my kids no more or where I leave my kids behind or what, nothing like that. But I do need this time away. I do need this time away. So you may have went and got some of that stash money. You might have went in the stash, got a few grand out of the stash, and get this money out of the stash. Get the money out of the stash. Emily Dunlap says, I was speaking about the mother leaving her child. The mom knew the situation, but I guess she knew he wouldn't hurt the child. So I can't imagine a situation where a mother would easily leave her child, Emily. But think about it like this. And you know, like, man, people can feel about this any kind of way they want to feel about it, but I'm going to just keep it a buck. That was a white woman. Now, you take a white woman that has a black child, and she may need to get away from allegedly or suspected abusive black husband. Hey, y'all can say what y'all want, y'all can think what y'all want, but I seen what I seen and I know what I know. She might have felt, you know what? I remember my man told me that his mom had a nervous breakdown. That's what he told me. She had a nervous breakdown. But you know what? Thinking back on that situation, I just don't know. How do I know his dad ain't kill his mom? How did he know his dad? You don't know. Listen, man, maybe I watch a little bit too much of the ID channel and shit. You just never fucking know when people. Listen, I mean, Emily, on some real shit, what would it take for most black women, even if they don't treat their kids right, they ain't leaving them. They not leaving them. Like, I'm taking my babies right with me. No, I'm taking my babies with me and all the cereal. Yeah, we taking the Lucky Charms. We taking the Apple Jacks, the Fruit Loops, the Frosted Flakes. We even taking these nasty ass grape nuts and this bull and these cornflakes that nobody eat unless they pour a bunch of sugar on them. Why did black families buy the cornflakes back in the day when they knew that nobody in the house liked cornflakes? So here we are buying the cornflakes instead of the Frosted Flakes and pouring all this sugar on top of the cornflakes. Why did we do that? I still don't understand it. I don't understand it. Black homes, buying healthy cereal, but making sure that it's not healthy once it gets in our body. Like, nah, I don't know about these grape nuts, but I don't know why mommy keep buying grape nuts, but I know this. I know we about to put some sugar in this shit. Rice Krispies, same thing. You know, you eat Rice Krispies treats, they sweet. But you eat Rice Krispies, ain't no sugar in them. Oh, get the sugar. The sugar is in the cupboard. The sugar is in the cupboard. Oh, we ain't got no donuts in the house. Do we have some Wonder Bread? Do we have some Stroman? Okay, we got donuts now. With a little bit of sugar and don't let us have no cinnamon. Oh, cinnamon and sugar. We done made cinnamon buns out of some Stroman bread and Wonder. All right, man. All right. See, that's the kind of shit that make niggas run away. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, see, if a black woman has a child by a white man, and she goes, she taking her baby. I wouldn't care if he was Chinese. I'm taking my baby. But a white woman, ain't it right? Let's see. I'm going to be a single mom out here in the world, and maybe I don't have no skills to pay the bills, and I got this little black kid, which might stop other white people from helping me the way that I need. I don't know. I can't say. It's all speculation. It's all speculation. What do I know? What do I know, Cheryl Hudson? Emily says, guess you can say I ran away when I moved to Atlanta. I was gone 2 days before they realized I was gone. I would say that you ran away. I would also say that you got away. Now, a getaway is normally when you come back. So if you don't have any plans to ever return, yeah, you got my vote for running away. Run away. Because she's a runaway. Carol says, when my kids were small, I would send them to their grandparents, get a hotel and stay a day or two to clear my head, you know, struggles of a single parent. I know people who do that now. Will get a hotel room in a minute, turn off their phone. You know what I mean? Like, look, I just need to be the fuck away for a minute. Get away from the world that I come from. I don't need to get away from the whole world. I need to get away from my world. My world is a little troubled right now. My world, yeah, I got to get away on the double net. I said, my world, yeah, I need a little break. I said, my world, for God's sake. Shirley Sherrill says, oh, shit. My oldest son tried to bring his girl home. He said he said she had nowhere to go. I asked her parents, and she said she ran away last year, and she was staying at her sister's and friend's house since 16. Oh, shit. So she eventually got emancipated. Did she ever go back to school? Did she graduate? Because a lot of times, this is GED territory. Straight GED territory. Carol Zamler says, cornflakes was nasty. They was! But how did they end up in the house all the time, Carol? Why do you know cornflakes was nasty? Because somebody bought them shits. Why didn't they just buy a great Tony the Tiger Frosted Flakes? Why? Frosted Flakes was good. Even when they were soggy, they was good. They was just basic brand flakes that had sugar on them. Here we are trying to put the sugar on the cornflakes. It didn't really work out that well. Because mostly it was just the milk that was, it was mostly just the milk that was sweet. Yeah, I'm saying. Sweet ass milk, say, yeah, I mean. Cherry says, now I don't think nobody's taking... No, I don't think nobody's taking grape nuts with them. Yeah, you probably right. You probably right. I tried. Yeah, you probably right. You probably right. I figured. Yeah, you right. Sure, says cracking the hell up. I used to sneak sugar ball sandwiches with cinnamon on top. Listen, you know. Listen, I wasn't saying that shit because I didn't know. Some fucking sick, some sugar balls. Listen, man, some little homemade donuts. They got you through some hard times. Some hard times. I'm saying a little sugar sandwich. I mean, at least you had bread, and at least you had sugar, and at least you had cinnamon. You know what I mean? You want to keep spices around the house? We're gonna use that. Cinnamon is good for you. If you use the cinnamon, then that actually helped to regulate your blood sugar. Cinnamon is very good for diabetics. So you was actually doing the right thing. Little did you know. Oh, here goes Cheryl. Talking about some cherry. I like grape nut. All right, I'm out of here. All right. Carol Jenkins says, cheap when you feeding kids. Oh, man, listen. Cornflakes were the cheapest. Man. But nobody liked them. There should at least be one person that copped out to liking cornflakes. I don't know nobody. My man Malcolm Bowles, what's going on, my brother? How you feeling, my man, on the Instagram side? Word. Or add bananas. Yeah, anything sweet. Actually, I didn't like fruit in cereal though. It didn't. It just didn't flow right. You running around trying to get the fruit on the spoon. That means you couldn't get no cereal on the spoon, so you had to like put the fruit in your mouth and then get some cereal. It was just I wasn't fucking with it. I wasn't fucking with it. And no, it just says for us po folks. My brother Lawrence Segal, all up in the house. How you feeling, my brother? Thanks for coming on out. Good to see you, my miz. Word up. So yeah, the getaway. We all need a little getaway. You know, you may have been planning for a getaway for a while, but you also have to take into consideration the person that you're getting away from. See, a lot of times we talk about the reason that we have to get away, and how soon we're going to make that happen. But we don't always talk about the other side of it, which is the person that we are getting away from. We don't always take their feelings into consideration or even talk about their story at all. You know, when you get away, or when you feel like you need to get away, a lot of times there's somebody that you need to get away from. Now, if you're talking about a situation where you and your baby are trying to get away together, that's one thing. But when you're talking about a situation where I need to get away from my baby is tripping, I might not come back, but I know I need a couple of days to get my act together, and they need a couple of days too. They need to have a couple of days without the boo. Word. So, the getaway can be very, it can be devastating to the person that you got away from. It can seem like a showing of lack of love. It could be a display of absence of love and affection. Like, what you mean you got to get away from me? I don't need to get away from you. I just want to be closer to you day by day. Here you are running around here talking about you tired of me. I didn't say I was tired of you. There are things that are just going on. It's just, you don't understand, you know, this pressure just be building up on me. Like, yeah, I hear you, but you know, you don't want it, but you're not trying to get away with me. Like, but. So the getaway can feel like a runaway to somebody else that you're getting away from, you know? I mean, a getaway can feel like a runaway to the person that you're getting away from. Simple as that. But you probably ain't worried about their feelings right now, because you probably are thinking, if I don't get away from this person, I'm going to fix it. I might be finna fix it so this person don't have to get away. I'm about to take them away from their family and their friends and everybody. I'm finna take them away. So let's talk about this whole keep away situation. Keep away. Now, when you talk about runaways, when you talk about getting away, that's one thing. Because both of those are a choice. Those are a choice that you make. Now, the keep away situation is also a choice. But the keep away situation can involve you running away, and you also taking, in the case with children, you may have run away with your kids, and you're making sure that their other parent or whatever never sees them again. Yeah, what about that part? Seeing to it that you have gotten away, you ran away, you got away, and now you're keeping away. Like, well, no, I don't think that my kids will be safe around you. So until you get your shit together, we won't be where you can find us or even contact us. Keep away. Keep away. And even yourself, you can keep yourself away from other people after you get away from them. It's like, so, like, well, you know, I miss you. I'm worried about you. Can you at least give us an address? Or give us a number where we can reach you. No, but I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch with you on this on this private number from this burner phone that's in somebody else's name. So this phone won't be on. It'll never be on for you to call it. So it's going to go straight to voicemail when you call it. But you can go ahead and text. And when I turn the phone on, I'll see the text. And I might return them. But if I do return them, I'll return them at my leisure. So keep away. Many men have complained about how their baby moms have kept their kids away. I'm paying child support or I'm seeking partial custody, but I haven't been able to get partial custody because I don't know where they are. I don't know where they went. Maybe they went down south. Maybe they went somewhere. They're not anywhere where I can find them. It's a terrible situation, but keep away is serious. You know, all three of the situations are potentially serious. The runaway situation is never anything less than serious. The getaway situation doesn't always have to be serious. It can just be seeking solace, seeking refuge. But the keep away situation sometimes can be done as a revenge tactic, as a vendetta. Happens all the time. You know? Yeah, you'll never see your kids again. I've heard it. Not said to me, but I've heard other women say it. He will never see these kids again. Keep away. Keep away. What about the situation? What about the situation? It's not always just the fathers. What about the situation where some women have kept their kids away from the other grandparents? Like, not only are we not going to allow the father to be around the kids, but his mother, aunts and uncles, all that kind of, we don't need none of them. The whole family is toxic, and ain't none of y'all going to see them. That kind of keep away. Now, don't get me wrong, because men have done it too. There have been plenty of men kidnap their own kids or kidnap they damn near kidnap their whole family. Some went as far as to give them new identities and all of that shit. From now on, our last name is Johnson. And I'll let y'all pick a new first name of your choice. This is real shit. It's real shit. Some diabolical shit sometimes that people get into. It ain't always sweet, that's for sure. It ain't always sweet. It's a tough situation. It really is. And this is the side of things that a lot of people don't like to talk about because it hurts. Just keep it a buck. It hurts. And as much as we may want it to cure itself or to not exist in our own world, sometimes we have to deal with it. Sometimes we have to deal with it. And yeah. So that whole situation about the keep away, it involves a certain mindset. It involves other people getting involved in that shit. And sometimes that game of keep away can last for years, decades. Fuck around and only meet your kids,
you know, when they become adults, feeling like you've been robbed of the experience of parenthood. And the child has been robbed too. But somebody decided that this is the best way it could be. Or this is the best way to be. But they made that decision on their own. Now, when you decide to run away, if that's your personal decision, I don't see no problem with that. Well, you know, there are probably already some problems existing. When you talk about getting away, like I said, that could be a positive thing. You may just need, you know, some time to decompress and get your shit back together, recharge your battery, come back fresh. But when you start talking about keeping away, now you're making decisions for other people. And you may be doing it in their best interest, and you may not be doing it in their best interest. And that's what makes it so unfair. Carol Chamberlain says, using the kids as pawns happens all the time. Narciso says, living in different places and it is a convenient scenario for the keep away parent. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my brother. Yes, the fuck it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, this shit happens. And as disconcerting and as, you know, for a parent that would never consider doing anything like this, it's like you have different types of parents. You have the type of parents that says, even if the other parent was abusive towards me, I wouldn't keep them away from my child. What happens between me and that other parent, that's between us. Then you have the other type of parent that says, you fuck with me, that means that you fucked with the kids and you don't deserve it. So maybe one day when you deserve it, when you get your shit together, then okay, then you can see your child. But right now, I consider you to be posing a danger to us. And there may not have been any physical abuse involved, but I mean, she felt the way she felt. It's petty sometimes. It gets ridiculously unfair. Oh, you got a new bitch and she having a baby? All right, well, then you don't need to see. These are old kids. You don't need to see them. And when you think about how fucking asinine that type of thinking is. So if she had kids by another man, would she give these kids up? Like, oh, I don't need these old kids. I'm having new babies. Let me give them to their father. I think not. I don't think so. No, no. No, no. So it's a tough situation. Not a favorable situation, that's for sure. TK Wright says, how about when a friend or family member convinces someone to keep the kids away from the other parent? Oh, that part. Irresponsible parents, or should I say irresponsible, vindictive grandparents. Oh. You know, Carrie, I always wondered, like, are those types of parents, are they the I got you parents? You know, you don't need them. I got you. You don't need nobody else. I got you. I got you. I got you. Your father ain't representing. I got you. I got you. I got you. Yo, Christmas time, yo, I got you. Yo, back to school, I got you. Don't worry about a thing, I got you. You need sneakers and a sweatsuit, I got you. Yo, it's Easter time, I got you. Yo, my tax return coming, I got you. Don't worry about a thing, I got you. Anything other kids got, I got you. Yo, anything you want, I got you.
Don't worry about nothing, I got you. They don't want to represent, I got you. I got you. All you need is me, I got you. Yeah, you will see, I got you. So the other parent don't even exist. It's firm, don't and no good motherfucker. I got you. 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 No matter whatever happens, yo, I got you. I got you. I got you. When the world comes through, I got you. You can always trust me, I got you. No matter whatever happens, I got you. Yo, nobody comes to, I got you. You get in trouble in school, I got you. Yo, you need new sneakers, I got you. Yo, a chain and beeper, I got you. A brand new coat, anything you need, I got you. 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 Yes, 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 the fuck it, I do. Hold on. Get the beating on tables and shit. Shit gets the falling and shit. Yes, hold on. Yes, man. I done beat myself. I just beat the speakers down. And the cameras is turning and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I got you. I got you. You don't need nobody else. I got you. You don't need nobody. I got you. Anybody try to tease you, I got you. I'm your one-stop shopping. I got you. Everything in the world, I got you. I'ma live forever because I got you. Whenever you need me, I got you. You was born from a mama and a daddy, but it doesn't matter because I got you right now and I got you. Bullshit. Bullshit. TK Wright says, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. That you don't need them friends, family members. Yeah. Carol says, Ataki, always there until the itch gets real. Then you can't find them. Mm-hmm. Yes, Carol. I straight up said, we not doing that, right? Cheryl Hudson says, we need to have our cash app handle on deck. I hear that. That's what I'm talking about, Cheryl. Yeah. You banging the table a lot. I'm assuming your hand as well. Oh, no, the part I'm banging, you know, doesn't even involve that part. But my hand is a lot better. It really is. This liquid bandage shit really works. Go liquid bandage. Yay, liquid bandage. What's that? Liquid bandage. Ooh, liquid bandage. Yes, liquid bandage. Yes, huh? Yes, yeah, see? You got the liquid bandage, see? The liquid bandage, see? TK writes some of them. Lawrence, I was dancing like the chicks in the It Takes Two video. I'm just saying, but that's what they can say. I got you. You don't need, you know, your father don't want to do the right thing. He don't want to be here. He don't give a fuck about you. He want to take care of somebody else's kids, but I got you. I got you. I got you. Me and my brothers and my sisters, we got you. You and your grandmother, I got you. And everything on the side, I got you. You don't need no other side of the family. I got you. Your paternal grandmother, I got you. Fuck your paternal grandfather, I got you. And your drunk ass uncle, I got you. You don't need they drug that bug, I got you. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. I'm going to do the birthday shout-outs. The birthday shout-out, I got you.
All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. L.A.E. Scott, turning 46 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Destiny Player, turning 34 years old today. And Linda Guzman Thomas, turning 28 years old today. And Jay Music Guru Burnett, happy birthday to you. And Kendall Fuller, happy birthday to you. And my man, Dave Roberson. My man, Dave Roberson, you know what I'm saying? Penn State proud. That's my man. Yes. That's my man. Happy birthday to you. And also Stephanie Williams, happy birthday to you. And Aaron Sutton, turning 36 years old today. And Victoria Guy Perria, turning 49 years old today. I see ya. And my auntie, Tina Neal. Now, I told y'all my auntie's birthday was yesterday. My auntie be doing some shit. She claims that her birthday was yesterday and today. And I'm going to check tomorrow to see. Like, maybe my auntie was born on like on a weekend or something. So she be like, well, I was born on my birthday weekend. So I was born on the birthday weekend every year. So this is what the grind. We going to have two birthdays every year. I don't know when her official birthday is or was. But hey, that's my auntie. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, check it out. The runaway, the getaway, the keep away. I said the runaway, the getaway, the keep away. I said the runaway, the getaway, the keep away. I said the runaway, the getaway, the keep away. I said the runaway, the getaway, the keep away. It's going to make somebody really happy or really sad today. And the way that it plays out, you know how it goes down. Turn smiles into frowns. Somebody is being left behind, and somebody doesn't think that the sun even shines in the. When you take something waste that somebody really wants, you can't make it go away by rolling the blunt, drinking the. Anyway, bottom line is, it's a devastating thing. We started off this show talking about runaways. When a person runs away from home, this shit is real. Shit is serious. It's very, very serious, regardless of whether they are young or a teenage, pre-adolescent. Or whether they are full-fledged adult, you will never run away from a situation that makes you feel good all the time. Even though it does seem like some people would do that, but nah, it's not like that. You run away from situations that are not that you feel are not conducive to your success or to your ability to be able to get comfortable and feel safe and secure. And we all want to feel safe and secure and comfortable. That's the goal that we all need to try to reach. It's going to be all right, though. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Think it won't. Hold on. As a matter of fact, man, fuck that. We haven't played this shit in a while. Hold on. Bring that beat back, man. Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back. Bring the beat. Gonna be all right, and everything is gonna be all right. Thank you, phone. All right, here we go. We play the original. All right. Wow, Hannah. Oh shit. That might explain it. Hold on. I'm like, why hear that, man? Yeah, it's gonna be all right. You think that it won't be all right, but it's gonna be okay. You do this like every day. What you say, everything is gonna be all right. Slow it down, make sure that you keep the game tight, Yeah, it's gonna be all right. Yeah, it's gonna be okay, Yes, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be okay. Slow it down, go away. Everything is gonna be okay. When the sun always shines, make sure that you come behind. Stay sure that you take care of your people. Everything is gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. Alright, sis, so check it out, y'all. Y'all know we're gonna be back tomorrow night. Say, y'all, what we're gonna be talking about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We're gonna go get a business show. Yes, we are in motion, baby. We are in motion. So tomorrow night, we're gonna be talking about doubling down on the message. Have you ever doubling down on the message? Yeah. Have you ever had to tell somebody for them gossip, friendship that was untrue, or just getting in the way of people being able to get along with each other? You check them for that, like, yo, that bullshit out. And instead of them getting better, they went and got even worse. Like, if you thought that was fresh, but this, if you thought that was fresh, check this. So we're gonna talk about doubling down on the messages. So, you know, we can be talking about you, we can be talking about kids, we can be talking about, you know, your spouse, whoever you roll with, rock with. But we're going to be talking about doubling down on the messiness tomorrow night, hump day, on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. So I want all y'all to be all right tonight. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, my brand news. I love y'all to death with such a day. I love y'all back to life. You know? So on the blog talk side, we're going to cut this music out. We're going to be all right. I holla back. One. Yes.